You're listening to Wisdom of the Ancients, where ancient wisdom is remembered.
Hello and welcome. Welcome to Wisdom of the Ancients. I'm your host, Ian Shelley. Thank you so much, everyone, wherever you are, for joining us, for bringing your own amazing shining lights, bringing your incredible energy to the collective. Thank you for sharing in the energy of the community and in the collective consciousness. We are stronger, we are lighter because of everyone here in the community. This series is about ancient wisdom. It's about what was once known, practices, knowledge, and wisdom, not only from our own planet, but from other worlds, realms, galaxies, and dimensions too. The theme for this series is vessels of love, light, and service. So may we all be open to receiving any messages the divine has for us now, so that we become a true offering and do our part to help raise the collective consciousness for ourselves and for all beings in all realms. So right now we call on the support of the ancient ones. We call on the ancient ones to support us today, to open our hearts. And I'm very, very excited about today's show. We have a guest who hasn't been on Wisdom of the Ancients. Many of you know her. I'm personally so excited to really play in the energy and really feel the gifts that she's going to bring through to everyone in the community today. So let me introduce our next guest to you. Marilyn Harper is a divine link for Adirondack and the Council of Light. Admittedly, she teaches people to be happy, much like Esther Hicks and Abraham. Marilyn delivers the loving and hilarious messages as a conscious channel. For nearly two decades, she has delivered Adirondack's messages of unconditional love to a global audience of tens of thousands. With a mix of candid humor and Midwestern straight talk, she provides actionable steps for the esoteric concepts she shares. In her work as a speaker, facilitator, and healer, Marilyn's goal is to provide fun experiences and practical methods to help people laugh, love, and live the life they are here to live in joy and in peace. Marilyn communicates a unique blend of inspiration and intuitive insight to empower you, becoming your authentic self. She can also wield an 18-inch selenite sword of light to activate an entire audience of willing participants. Now, that is a feat to see. My goodness, I wish we could see that today. But I don't know. It's all virtual. Marilyn is an international recognized expert on the walk-in phenomenon, dowsing, career development, and holographic healing. She's a Reiki master, a Karunia master, certified peak potentials trainer, certified intuitive consultant, and quantum touch practitioner. As co-founder of Adirondack & Company, The Venture, Marilyn creates programs to assist people in opening their hearts and rediscovering their own magnificence. All of you, you are absolutely magnificent. Marilyn has a knack to nudge people to the next level of expansiveness via international adventures and retreats. On a mission to help people live a life of purpose and joy, she's a natural activator, awakening individual light bodies to resonate more light and love to the planet. Wow, amazing, beautiful, marvelous, magnificent. Welcome, Marilyn.
It is so exciting to be here, Ian. I'm like, I've listened to you and I'm like, oh my goodness, who is that person? Thank you so much for having me on your show, Wisdom of the Ancients. You are an amazing person, magnificent yourself, and I'm just totally and completely honored and excited to be here with you tonight. I just, you know, in listening to you, it's like you pack a punch. You are a powerful speaker, and thank you for that. Thank you for having me on. Woohoo!
Of course. And, you know, you are here and I am here for the community. We are here to act as conduits and really facilitate the divine light that is going to shine through mostly you today to the beautiful community that is the Wisdom of the Ancients, the amazing tribe that has assembled, that has gathered to hear. And everyone, today, Marilyn's going to be talking about your innate ability to heal holographically. You'll learn a way to see interdimensionally into your own personal body, searching for imbalance. You'll learn how to correct that imbalance and, in some cases, experience spontaneous release of pain and discomfort. You'll learn all about holographic healing and what it is, and have the opportunity to incorporate this modality into your healing practice or personal regimen. And for those of you who know Marilyn, I'm sure you're also here for her incredible channeling that is going to take quite a large portion of the show today. So we wanted to give as many people the opportunity as possible to actually get in touch with Marilyn and have Marilyn channel and take questions live. So star 2 to raise your hand if you are wanting to get in touch with Marilyn. Star 2 to raise your hand, or of course, if you're on the webinar page, then just put your question in on the question box along with your name and your location, and we'll go through as many of those as we can during this time. But of course, as you know, if we don't get to you, you still receive the healing and the information. So Marilyn, maybe, you know, it'd be a good way for us to start by talking about, you know, Adironda, and kind of who they are, air quotes, they are, and how this, how the channeling process works, so people can get a deeper understanding of what you do and how Adironda flows through you.
Well, it certainly is an interesting undertaking for sure. I mean, I'm from the Midwest. I was deacon in the Christian church, and I was selling advertising for a country western radio station. I was really as normal could be, and experienced a transformation, which some would call a walk-in. But it was in the 90s, and that transformation led me to realize that I had new talents and skills, new ideas, new energy. I was a completely different person than I was before, and before the transformation. And I set out to really be all that I am, and I didn't even know what that meant. At the time, I was not metaphysical. I was not, I mean, I really had no idea, but I volunteered. I stuck my hand up in the air and said, I will go anywhere. I will say anything. I will do anything as long as you can prove to me that you're source energy moving through me. Mm-hmm. And so about 2 years after that, I became a Reiki master and a Karuna master and a certified intuitive consultant. I took the weekend class. I've got the piece of paper. and then I had an energy. I was doing a Reiki session with somebody, and an energy came to me and identified themselves as Serapis Bay. And I had no idea who that was at the moment. I'd already done automatic writing or inspired writing every day for a few years. So I knew what my guides felt like. And this was not one of my guides. And so I kind of argued with them while I was working with them on the table. I had a person, a recipient of Reiki on the table. And so I telepathically kind of argued with Serapis Bay and said, you know, I don't know who you are. You know, you can't come through me. You know, I've had many people tell me that I was a channel, but I didn't really believe in channeling at the time. And I eventually surrendered, and Serapis Bay came in and spoke through me to the person on the table and got to information that, you know, Ian, I could never have gotten to that information. I had no clue. But I think after that, I don't think I was ever completely present after that. And I may not have been completely present before that. I don't know. But in the next year, I had 5 speeding tickets and 3 car wrecks and was not, I don't recommend that. I was never hurt. And the universe arranged for emergency personnel to always be right on the scene whenever they needed to be. But after that, the universe really arranged for me to encounter someone that could tell that I was not present and knew what to do about it. Now, how the two of us met is a huge story, but it was completely divinely orchestrated, and she could identify the fact that I was not present and could help me learn to step aside. And as soon as she asked, whoever was present, Adironda spoke for the first time, and that was 1999. And they came in immediately and said, you know, our name is Adironda, although they had a really thick accent. They said, our name is Adironda. We are a collective. We are an energy from the angelic realm and the 17th dimension. And we are here as a spokes being for a council of earth beings and archangels. And we are here because the people on the planet are not getting it quite quickly enough. And the planet is shifting, and we're here to activate that energy as I was an activator, and they are going to magnify that activation energy, and we're to do so in groups. And I had my first group like 5 days later. You know,
wow.
It was pretty wild, I have to say, and especially since it was not even a part of my belief system. I mean,
yeah.
I had people tell me, well, you need to be on this side of the table instead of that side of the table. You need to be doing channeled sessions. And I'm like, I don't believe in channeling. You know, I don't get that. I'd only seen one channel, and I thought she was real. But I just didn't see that within me. But it was definitely a power, a force to be reckoned with. Adironda is from the 17th dimensional realm, an angelic realm, an angelic being. We have learned, they selected me because, I guess at night I would go into this other dimension and do energy work, do healing work. Now, Ian, I'm from Missouri. You have to prove that to me.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, that is that. I'm not buying that. But then Adironda described what the 17th dimension looked like. And I had been having dreams about this place for 2 or 3 years. And so it's like, oh my goodness. That's the place that I've been dreaming about. And I, you know, it was very lucid dreaming. And so, that was kind of proof to me. And so I kind of for the next 10 years really did private sessions and a few workshops and classes, but I was really kind of pushing back against that energy just because I just didn't think that it would be acceptable in the mainstream. But, you know, it's becoming more and more acceptable, which is really wonderful. And I honestly, Ian, I think that's why they picked me. Because I'm like this really regular person. there's not all that big woo-woo language and all those, you know, terms that people do get into sometimes. And I'm, you know, I'm a bottom line kind of girl, and I want you to, and you have to prove it to me. I mean, I didn't believe anything when I started down this path. It was pretty undeniable that Adironda was from somewhere that I was not privy to. Their energy was so different. And so huge. It's really pretty powerful. I've been on stage with Lee Carroll Cryon, the person who channels Cryon. I don't know if he's ever been on your show, but he would be a great one. But I mean, we've had 1,000 people in the audience, and everybody in the audience can feel the energy shift when Adironda comes in because of that interdimensionality that they work with. And it's pretty interesting for, you know, this little girl from Missouri. I mean, I grew up in Kansas. That's even more strange.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. You know, they're like, you know, mountains are strange, let alone this type of work. But, it's interesting, and this could be a whole nother show, but, you know, you were chosen because you used to visit other dimensions and do energy work in other dimensions. You know, so many of us have this concept that everything is perfect in the other dimensions, and it's only here on Earth where we have to do our work, you know, which is just it's a whole different concept that, you know, that's a whole different show. But I wanted to ask you, you know, I want to talk about holographic healing right now. So talk a little bit about what holographic healing means, and then after that we'll get into, you know, what you say is our innate ability to heal ourselves. But what is holographic healing?
Well, holographic healing is my own technique. It's, you know, I guess when I started down this path, I wasn't able to read the books, literally, physically. I wasn't able to read. I still can't. So nobody ever told me that I couldn't do something. And so I just figured, you know, everything is energy. And so then since everything is energy, energy responds to human emotion, as many of the scientists have proven. So if energy responds to human emotion and everything is energy, then why can't I rearrange physical bodies? And so I decided to do that. And the first time I ever really went inside, holographic healing is, in direct answer to your question, is the ability that is a learned skill, like an innate ability that you're born with, that somewhere along the line we kind of forgot how to do, but it is to remotely view inside of the human form and be able to rearrange it and put it back into a place of alignment. Now, that there's lots of healing techniques out there that do something similar. This is where we literally go into the body and we literally focus on shifting anything that's out of balance. The first time this happened, I was, actually it was before I started channeling, and I was working with somebody, and this person couldn't eat. They had, you know, when you would go out to eat with them, they would just push their food around on the table, and they just couldn't really get much food down. And when I looked into their stomach, into their digestive system, aside from the emotional aspects that Louise Hay talks about, I saw these knots, these ropes that were knots. And I'm like, you know, that's not physically possible, right? However, I asked them, I teach my client how to sense or see inside the body as well, and that kind of acts as my confirmation. If they can sense it, then I can do something about it. If they can't sense it or see it or visualize it, then it is a part of their own karmic path. And so I, you know, saw these knots. I asked my client, when you go into your digestive system, what comes to mind first? And she said, kind of just looks like knots, like big ropes with knots in there. And I thought, okay, that's a good sign. So we just, with intention, went in and untied all those knots, you know, and relaxed all of those muscles in her digestive system. And, you know, that was like 20 years ago, and she's not had a problem since.
Wow, beautiful.
Yeah. So that told me that I had something, and I kind of worked on it myself over the 10 years before 2010 or 2012. And I worked with individuals. You know, I've worked with people that have degenerative disc disease, where, you know, their option is to be in pain all the time or to get an operation that may or may not work. And so we go into the spine and we look at it and we rebuild it. And we have really good luck. I've worked with people with macular degeneration, degenerative discs. I've worked with tumor patients and cancer patients. And when it came to, I worked with somebody a few years ago that was blind, and then now they're driving. They had macular degeneration that was a severe case. And I thought, you know, I don't have time to do this for people, because then people started coming out of the woodwork. And so that's when I decided to teach it and to verify it and to train other people in how to go into the body, how to identify what it is that you're seeing, sensing, feeling, hearing, knowing. First of all, how to identify how you receive your information. You know, because not everybody, I use the term see, but I'm not really a seer. I sense and I hear, but, you know, and first you have to identify how you receive your information, and then you have to know what to do about it and how to protect yourself against, you know, because as I started down this path, I thought, I don't want to take somebody's spleen out. I'm not a doctor. And so that's when I put the safeguards on that said, you know, if they can't sense it or see it, then I can't do anything about it. If they can, then we can go in and work with that. But holographic healing is about interdimensionally going into the human form and placing it back into a point of balance. And as far as I'm aware, it can work on bones, joints, nerves, muscles, spine. You know, I like to start with the spine because, in fact, when Adirondack comes in, they magnify the energy. So the people that are here, maybe we'll go into our spines and align that. Does that answer your question? Sorry, I got a little long-winded there.
No, it feels good. It's good to have the understanding. And I was going to ask, actually, you started to answer that, but I was going to ask, you know, when does Adirondack come in to assist you in this, from the beginning or at a certain point? And then how did they help to magnify the energy?
Well, Adirondack, they will say all the time that I am the healing practitioner and they magnify the energy. So the recipient, okay, because I do all my work, you know, virtually, I'm never right in one place so people can come to me. And they sort of magnify that energy and hold the perspective of being able to align it. But I've discovered in one of our special offer classes, Optimal Health, that's a teachable skill. That they don't have to have Adirondack there to do the healing work. They simply magnify it within me, so I know what I'm doing. And when I do groups, I just finished teaching a class in Sedona. When I do groups, they magnify that energy so everybody in the group can sense it. When it's one-on-one, it's really both of us blended together. However, with holographic healing, it is not necessary to have Adirondack's presence. And they've told me that many times. But they kind of see interdimensionally. And so, it's pretty interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. And so let me ask you this, and everyone, we're going to get to the Q&A portion of the show in just a little while. I know a lot of you are looking forward to that portion as well. So star 2 to raise your hand, and then Marilyn is going to channel, and you can literally ask pretty much anything. So usually we give you a little bit of guidance, but there is pretty much an open table. So star two to raise your hand for the opportunity to have Marilyn and Adironda provide you with some information and some insight. Or if you're not able to be on the phone, then put your question in the question box, and we'll get to that in a little while. And but let me ask you this. I wanted to talk about inner vision, because one of the things that we said that to the community that we're going to share with them is people will learn how to visualize when their inner vision has been previously blocked. So talk about inner vision. Is there something that blocks our ability to have that inner vision?
You know, Ian, that is a great question. And I've worked with hundreds, I don't know, thousands of people about that have that same question, is how do I block my inner vision? How do I release that blockage of my inner vision? Mm-hmm. First of all, it's my belief system that the only person that blocked your inner vision is you. And that if you blocked it, then you can unblock it. And I actually, with the assistance of Adironda, go into the pineal gland and release anything that's standing in the way. But it really is just about remembering. It's inner vision is one of your innate abilities. It's one of the skills that you were born with. And so with that, then it is a matter of remembering how you receive that inner vision and getting your belief system, your emotional junk out of the way, you know, your own inner vision. And we can certainly go into that, but the key is to let go of the attachment to the outcome. Let go of the attachment as to how that inner vision is supposed to come in. In the beginning, I thought that your inner vision was going to sound like Charlton Heston and have a great big booming voice and, you know, sound like the burning bush and all of that. And it really is, some people will see and have a vision, and I feel they're lucky. Some people will actually hear words, and they may not even have a conscious description of that word, and then when they speak it comes through. Some people will have a sensation, like a vibration or a sense, and some people will simply have a knowingness, which that knowingness is probably the most common, but it's also probably the most difficult to confirm, because it's just, I just know it. And the way you decide, I think, you know, the way you know how your information comes in is if you're describing a movie to a friend, how do you describe that movie? Do you describe the characters and what they look like? Do you describe the music and the accents and the sounds in the movie? Do you describe the overall sensation and how it made you feel, warm or fuzzy or cry, or do you describe it like it brought in a consciousness of information? And that just that question, when you answer that question, will tell you. So, you know, tell your listeners, pay attention to the way you describe scenes, movies, situations, and what words you're using, because those words will give you a clue as to how you receive your information. You know, I always thought I was a seer, that I would see that information, because I always used the term see. And then when I started really analyzing it, I realized that I wasn't a seer. And so that inner vision, that coins the phrase of, I have vision. I look and see something like it's a movie. But I don't. I actually hear words and I sense the energy. I sense a blockage in the body. I sense, you know, I've worked with several people that have had brain tumors. And, I sense the energy, and then I might be able to visualize it. But, you know, I think that you really have to find out how you receive that information and then start honing those skills. And, you know, the best way I know to hone those skills is to catch yourself doing it and then see, okay, did you see it? Did you have a vision? Did you sense it? Did you have a vibration in your body? Did you hear sounds or words or gurgling or whatever? Or was it a simple, I know that this is what I'm supposed to do. And when you catch yourself, I used to keep like a little journal. And when I caught myself having an intuitive moment, then I would go back to that moment later on and I would analyze it. I'd say, okay, so how did that come in? What happened? Where did I feel that? And the more you can know yourself, that's one of the things we teach in our Plurk shops and in holographic healing. We do Plurk shops, play plus work equals Plurk, all over the country and actually internationally some next year. And we teach quantum living and creating synchronicity to help you live in this quantum world and help you utilize all of those innate abilities that you're born with. But, you know, somewhere along the line, we just forgot how to use them. Somewhere along the line, we just kind of squelched that down because it wasn't acceptable. Or if you're like me, I decided I was going to be all that I am, whatever that may mean. And I didn't know that now, 20 years later, I would be teaching people how to look inside of their own bodies.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing that. So what we're going to do next is usually what we do, everyone, we usually have some channeling and questions and answers, and then we do some at the end as well. But because of the Adirondack and Maryland's, how deep they go, we're going to do it all at the end. So we're going to have a good block of time at the end. So, you know, Marilyn, you referenced, teaching people how to work with the energy and teaching people how to do it themselves. I think this would be a good opportunity then for you to share what your work is all about. And then once we've done the offer, then I think in channeling, people will get a good idea of some of the work that is done in the program that they will be able to experience if they take advantage or sign up to work with you. So
I would love
to. Let's do that. So I'm going to just direct everyone to the offer that you've put together for the Wisdom Summit here. So everyone, if you're on Marilyn's interview page, you'll see the orange offer button. It's the orange offer button that most of you are familiar with by now. And if you're on that page and you click that button, you'll be taken to a page that says your innate ability to heal holographically. And then if you're not on that page and you want to follow along visually, of course, we'll be sending the links later on as well in the replays. But if you want to look now, you would type in wotasummit.com. That's wotasummit.com/S, which is the letter S, the number 3, and then Maryland. So wotasummit.com/S3Maryland, which is MARILYN. Everything's lowercase. Okay, so then you can follow along visually. If you're like me, a totally visual person. But again, we'll send it out via email tonight and then post it on Facebook as well. So Maryland, if you wouldn't mind, take us through everything that's included in this offer.
I would love to. I would absolutely love to. in package one, it's kind of how holographic healing came about. It was a 21-day optimal health program that I did. It's a guided meditation and sort of a mini class. And we went in, we took the group and through meditation and went in to explore the organs of the body, the bones of the body, and that was really when I learned that this is a teachable skill. It was started off as a meditation, and it's a powerful program of personal healing of physical, mental, and emotional and spiritual issues. It was recorded live, and then we have created, I have a musician that works with me. We have laid down a music track behind it, and the music is actually channeled music that enhances the live meditations. A person can do it in 21 days, but I found that many people will listen to one day meditation for 2 or 3 days and one day meditation for 2 or 3 days. I've got clients that had diabetes, and we spent a few days on the pancreas and they were able to lower their insulin, just through that 21-day program. Plus, as a bonus, there's a 2-hour video class, 3 massive mistakes light workers make that keep them in chronic pain, physical or emotional pain. That's the name of it. Don't you love that name? but it is the precursor to the 21-day optimal health program. And that's valued at $444. Then the holographic healing video class is a 2-hour class that is like an introduction. It gives you a video and picture and how I put the class together. And that's $199 value. And then 3 months included of the double-digit activations. Once a month, we do double-digit, which is on the 11-11, 12-12, 1-1, 1-11 of the month. And it's a message from Adironda and the Council of Light, and then a live Q&A as well. And so that's really a powerful thing, and it takes the master number of the month and magnifies it as to how that will be effective. So that is all of that added in together. I think that the price is $111 for all of that. Yep. It's $742 value. And then wonderful. Package two, which is what I'm really excited about, because that includes Holographic Healing 1, which is a 21-day course. It's got all the meditations. It's got all the visual images. It's got all the videos. It's the whole enchilada. It's the whole shebang for the first level of the certification course. And if somebody does want to pursue it, it is a certification course. And it is exercising your own innate abilities to see, sense, feel, hear, or know really what is inside you, and then kind of what to do about it. You know, so many times we feel that we can't look into ourselves, but I feel like we have to start with ourselves and then we can go to our clients. So the whole course is included. That normally sells for $666. And then we added to package two, a live 90-minute Q&A, which is going to be held on January the 8th. And it's a live Q&A with Adironda. And I channel for an hour and a half, and it's free game. You can ask any question you want to ask. Even people that ask personal questions, they usually get a global answer because, you know, your personal question that you have about your Aunt Bessie, everybody's got an Aunt Bessie, you know, and so it's really a powerful thing. We've never done it before in a live Q&A with the whole thing of webcast, and of course it will be recorded. So if you can't make it, then you can always get it. Or if you want to email your questions in, any questions that we do not answer or that we can't get to, you know, we've talked about adding that to having another one, if depending on how many people are there. And or we have a Facebook page that we opt in and answer the questions on Facebook. And so that is $888 value, and it's 75% off at $222. Did I
Wonderful.
Explain that
so
all right?
Yeah, absolutely. So just wanting to make sure, does package two include package one, or they're completely separate?
You know, I think I don't know how it's listed on your sheet because I've not seen it,
okay.
But I think package two should indeed include package one. I think that you should get the 3 months of the double digit. I think you should get the 21 days. My team may be firing me right
now.
Yeah,
right.
But I think in package two, I think you should get the whole enchilada. I think you should get it all, don't you?
Yeah, and we're live on air, and so
and so it is.
You know, and everyone is scurrying in the background, but this is what's
I can hear my team
falling for.
Going, wait.
wait, yeah.
Yeah, no,
wonderful.
I think that package one should be included in package two, which actually then makes the value, what's $888 plus $742, $1,600. For $222.
Yeah.
Woohoo.
Good.
I think it's a spend time with me.
Right. So, you know, we can I've got some questions. So here's my question. So if I am a listener and I am looking at this and I'm thinking, wow, this is amazing. I get to learn about holographic healing, but I don't really feel that. So I don't really have a lot of aches and pains or illnesses, but I'm still resonating with this. And, you know, I'm looking at things. I'm looking at the 21 days to optimal health, which we know, as you mentioned, can really, really heal. You know, you mentioned someone with didn't you say someone was a diabetic or the insulin levels dropped
or
something? Yeah. So if I'm not really feeling that I'm really ill, how does this program help me?
That is a great question, Ian, and no one has ever asked that. but what I find is that holographic healing really just aligns your essence. It helps anyone stay on their synchronistic path, stay on their intuitive path. It heightens all of the intuition, it heightens all of the sensory perceptions. It turns up the volume on your own innate abilities, and it gives you the practice that is necessary to live 24/7 in that intuitive path and to always be at the right place at the right time at the right moment and really have your life spirit guided. That's what optimal health, that's what it was set out to do. But holographic healing follows suit with that. We've had several people that have taken the course, and they started off, you know, they say, I just took it because you're really fun, Marilyn, and I just like to hang out with you. And then they have actually developed a practice and are turning it into a profession. We've got some people that have taken it that, you know, when they go to work and somebody at their work has a headache or a pain in their shoulder, they know how to help them. And because it's not considered woo-woo, it's a fact, a scientific fact that the body emotionally, mentally, physically responds to physical touch, responds to intention, then, and, you know, science is now proving that, thank you God, that it takes it into a new realm. And so it really, whether you've got aches and pains or not, I didn't have aches and pains when I started. I had a few extra pounds, and that was why I wanted to utilize that program. And I used it, you know, for weight loss, and it worked. That was my intention in Optimal Health in the beginning. And to see if it, see, you know, meditation is such a powerful venue. It's such a powerful energy. And when you have groups that meditate, that magnifies the energy times 144. And we had on Optimal Health, I don't remember how many people we had, a few hundred. Then on Holographic Healing, we did the same. And so you've got all that juice of all that energy flowing, even in the recordings. I've had lots of people say the recordings, you know, after they do one recording, they have to sit with that and take that in. And it's like, well, it's a course. Of course you would. but it is, whether you have pain or not, whether your body is out of balance or not, it truly just heightens all aspects of who you are. It turns up the vibrational volume on who you are and your connection with Source, or the ETs, or whoever you are working to connect with, your higher self. You know, it provides an avenue for all of those connections. Because
right.
I think the more connected we are, the more that we listen, the more that we know ourselves, the more conscious we are. And if we are more conscious, everybody on the planet will feel that energy, and everybody we come in contact with will also become more conscious just by having the encounter with you. And, you know, that's kind of why my business partner, Joy Roby, and I are like on a mission to awaken the world. It feels like traveling all over the world. And this coming weekend, we're going to be in Philadelphia, and then we're going to Canada and Miami,
yeah.
All kinds of places. Yeah.
Thank you for your service. So beautiful.
Yeah. And did that answer your question?
Yes, it did. I wanted to ask also about the holographic healing. So that is level one of four levels, and that's primarily focused on people who'd like to be certified. Is that mainly who it's for?
You know, absolutely no. But thank you. There are people that we do have a professional area that there are people that want to be certified in it and to take it on to a profession. We also have people, and it's really about half and half, that they really want to work with energy. They really want to learn how to work with their own energy. So we have about half of the class wants to be professional, and about half of the class wants to just learn a new technique. It's like whether they ever take it anywhere or not. Lots, you know, at least half of the class, they don't ever become certified in it. I'm guessing 20 or 30%, and I'm just blowing smoke. I don't have any idea,
yeah.
But it's a good question to see. About 20 or 30% have gone through all their three levels up to date and are working on their certification. And certification requires two other modalities, Reiki or Quantum Touch, or two other modalities. They can be anything, and about 60 hours of practice. And so,
all right,
you know,
this would that this would be a wonderful foundation for someone who is not looking to go that way and wants to really achieve, you know, optimal health in their life. This would really give them a good foundation to kind of move down that path and really get the basic foundation of holographic healing so they can be more in tune with what their own body is telling them.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay.
It is a foundational course. Level one is the foundation. Optimal health is also the foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And then level two, if they chose to go on level two, it goes through the Akashic Records and how the emotional body, you know, plays in with the physical body. Level three is, you know, going into very specific, the kidneys, going into very specific reorganization and how you work with the kidneys or how you work with something a little deeper. Level four is really going to be about putting to practice what you've learned. And if you, in holographic healing one, you don't have to have taken two or three, but it really is about getting into the nitty gritty and really practicing
Lovely.
It all. And so you're complete with it when you take the course.
Mm, beautiful. And then of course, we'll just wrap up this part here with that live 90-minute Q&A session. So wonderful opportunity for you to have any answer answered by Marilyn and of course Adaronda and the Council of Light in that session. So that session is 90 minutes and you'll have the chance to speak directly with Marilyn and Adaronda. So those are the two offers. Thank you so much for bringing them to the community. So generous of you.
Absolutely. And my team is going to think it's really generous when I say package one is included in package two.
yeah, let's do it.
Why not?
Why not? Yeah. Thank you so much for that. So let's do this, everyone. Let's turn to the phones. So star two to raise your hand if your hand isn't already up, and we'll get to as many as we can within the time. And then we also have lots and lots of web questions. So why don't we start with the phones? And let's literally start with the person who's had their hand up the longest. So we're going to go to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and the last four digits of your phone number are 0280. Oh, and by the way, everyone, you know, you can also ask about your pineal gland, what's blocking your pineal gland, because Marilyn is mentioning that she can see with Adaronda what's blocking you and standing in the way of your inner knowing coming in. So that's also something that you could ask if you're curious about that. So here we go. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, you're on live.
Hello?
Hi, welcome.
Hello? Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Hello, thank you for calling on me. Hello, Marilyn.
Of course.
Hello.
What's your name?
Roxanne.
Hi, Roxanne.
You know, we're actually going to be in Philadelphia this weekend.
I know. I just heard that. Yeah, that's exciting. Okay, so my question to you is I do art and I do massage therapy. So I'm trying to start a community art center, and it's been really slow in getting it started. I do some massage there also. It has like five different rooms, so I can set one up and break it down to do massage as well. But I can't figure out why I can't really get it rolling. If I'm kind of in the way.
Well, you know, many times when we have energies that are coming through as deeply and effectively as what your commitment to your art center is, the focus of that is it art for the purpose of healing or is it massage for the purpose of art? And
well,
you might think of about a little clarity there. You know, if you have, and I can feel Adaronda's like really present here, so I'm just going to take a deep breath and let them take over, okay?
Thank you.
Oh, Ah, so it is good day to you, huh? Oh, our dearest divine being of light from Philadelphia. We introduce ourselves. Our name is Aronda. And in conjunction with your art center and healing center, our little Marilyn was acknowledging that shift. And so is it, what is your purpose in it? So that is one thing that we want you to ask yourself about. And then it looks like in your Akashic records that the last few times you have been a business owner or a non-profit entrepreneur, the energy of non-profit has come through very strongly. In your Akash, you have actually taken a vow of poverty, or a vow saying that you will always, you know, give back all of the money that you would make. And so what we would recommend is that you disavow that you tear up that old contract, toss it in the trash, write a new one. And then in your center, your art that is in your center, when we are looking at the energy of it, what it does is that actually heals the cellular system of those who view it. And so it is very powerfully working together with art and healing practitioners, because the two are balancing the body and balancing the field. And with when someone views the work or lays on a massage table, either one connects in with the chakras, connects in with the pineal, connects in with the energy as it is flowing through. So set out your business plan. You've written a business plan, yes?
Yeah, quite a few times differently, yeah.
Yes, and so, and probably everyone is telling you how to do it differently, huh?
Yes, yes, yes.
So what we ask you to do is take a deep breath and just set all those aside and ask yourself exactly what your desired outcome is. What is the, how do you want people to feel when they leave your center? And then start working towards that. And in your, sometimes you can get so caught up in the plans of it that you forget that it's really a passion of yours. And
yes,
we see you teaching classes. We see that there are a variety of things, and people come in to rent your space, yes?
That's what I've been trying to do. Everything I've tried so far hasn't worked. Teachers coming in, I put it out there for people to come rent. Somebody moved all their stuff in and then moved it all out in the last 3 months. So, yeah.
So understand, so what you want to still focus on is magnetizing the correct people to you. And,
right.
Really cleansing. We know you've cleansed the energy, set a piece of copper and a crystal in each corner of the property, and ask that keep the energy clear. And to know that as you are being that enlightened being, that others will gravitate towards that. And we feel that once you sort of let go of that old belief system in the entrepreneurial past life, that you can't do it, that you're going to fail, then you won't. Then you will succeed in that. You see what we say?
Yes. Yeah, I totally hear you. I do.
Yes. Does that help then, huh?
Yes, it helps tremendously. Thank you so much.
Okay,
you are most welcome. Hope
to
see you in
you.
Philadelphia.
Beautiful. All right, let's go to Everett Washington, 4179, the last four digits of your phone number. Everett Washington.
Hi.
Hi. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. My name is Christy.
Hi, Christy.
Hi, Ian. Hi, Marilyn.
Hello, Christy. It is I alone. The vessel Merlin's in the background here, taking a little nap.
Hi, thank you so much. Thank you so much for talking to me.
Do you have a specific question for Adaranda?
I do, yes. I'm sorry, I'm nervous. What is blocking my pineal gland?
There's a big clump of white stuff right in your third eye. So take a deep breath. You have been in your course, yes, about your pineal gland?
Yes.
And they've told you about several past lives where you were a seer and were put to death because of that seeing, yes?
Okay.
So what we're going to do is we're just going to... When you look from your pineal into your third eye, what is it that you sense, see, or feel, or hear? Or no?
Right now?
Yes.
I don't know.
So what we are sensing is a big clump of like cottony substance that is like you blocked it off because of the trauma that you experienced in previous lifetime. Dearest Christy, in this lifetime, you're not going to be put to death. You're not going to be drawn and quartered. You're not going to be burned at the stake. You're actually going to be reveled, celebrated, because of your knowledge. However, what we are seeing is we're going to pull that blockage out. So what we're going to do is we're just going to hold just in the matter of time. Normally we would have you sense it, see it, feel it. So we're just going to place our hands, and anyone else that has a blocked third eye, we're just going to place our hands right on the front of your third eye and on the back of your head at the level of the pineal. So let us know, Christy, when you can, anyone else that's out there that is having the same issue, and let us know when you can sort of sense our presence there.
Okay.
Was that okay that you can sense it, or okay that you will do that?
No, that I will tell you.
Excellent. So let us know when you can sense our presence there. And it may be a little tingling, it may be a vibration, maybe just a warmth, or you feel the warmth, yes?
Yes, I do.
Excellent. So what we're going to do is we're just going to, with your own guidance system working very carefully and very easily, we're just going to remove that clump there. And to let you know, and anyone else that is having that same issue or working with their higher self, their guidance system. Now, how does that feel, huh?
It feels lighter.
Yes, it does, doesn't it? Let's do it one more time. I'm going to do it one more time. Here we go. Take a deep breath. And again. And one last time. Now, how does that feel? Whew, got hot, didn't it?
It did. I'm sweating.
Yes, yes. So we're just going to balance our energy out. And anyone else who removes that energy from the third eye, with their help of their own personal guidance system, and to know, dearest Christy, that in that energy, this is what we teach in holographic healing, in that energy, it is about, we've opened up your third eye and opened up the pineal and the pathway between the two, but the vision aspect, we would ask that you just ask yourself this, do you see, sense, feel, hear, or know? And start asking yourself those questions, because we sort of sense that you are actually a knower, that you have a knowingness. When when you are driving around and you just feel like, I'm going to turn here, and then you find out that there was a wreck on the street that you were on. Have you ever had that experience, huh?
Yes, many times.
And it is a knowingness. You don't hear a voice that says, turn here, correct?
Yeah, you're right.
And you don't see a wreck or a vision that stimulates you to turn here, correct?
Correct.
And you do not have like a vibrational thing going on but it is a knowingness. So know, without being redundant, that energy is very powerful. And once you identify, like right now, your third eye is just buzzing, yes?
Yes.
And so once you identify that energy and catch yourself in those intuitive moments, then you will always be able to count upon that energy. Does that help, dearest?
It does so much. Thank
Excellent.
You so much.
You are most welcome.
Wonderful. Thank you, Christy. Much love
Thank
to
you.
You. All the best.
Thank you. All
okay.
three of you.
Mm. Beautiful, yeah. Beautiful. So, everyone, we're going to do more readings, of course, but, Adiranda mentioned that is what is in the holographic healing level one. So, if you're looking for that capability to unearth or to unveil that capability of being able to, do some of the work on your own, by yourself, on yourself, and release some of these blockages, just like Adiranda did with Christy, then, really feel into your resonance with that holographic healing level one package. That's the package two, because as Adiranda said, that is one of the things, I'm sure many, many more, and I haven't done the program, but I'm sure one of the many things that's in that program. So really feel into that. If this is something that you feel drawn to, then A, you're on the call. B, you heard the information. C, you heard the validation with Christy. So if you're even thinking about it, feel into your resonance and see if that's something that is meant for you. Well, we're going to continue right now, but we're not going to go to the phones for just a moment. I want to go to the web and see if we can get some questions answered or some channeling here. So we've got, this is Robin from Ravenswood. Please, I would like to know what is blocking me from fully integrating my divine gifts fully into my body.
Ah, dearest Robin. What we are seeing is fear of judgment. That there is that energy of what will people think, what will others think as you integrate into this body. There's a critical nature, a critical person, critical energy that is around you, that is a very strong influence on you. And so when you feel like you are fully integrated, when you are totally and completely yourself and at ease, there's a judgment energy that comes through in your energy field. And so what we are saying is that, take a deep breath, dearest, you may get the opportunity to rearrange that judgment energy, but know, dearest, that in the criticism and judgment of others, that what is really happening is they are reflecting something that is within themselves, and you are also creating that energy. So there's a part of you that is not feeling worthy of living this wonderful life, not feeling like this focus of being at the right place at the right time, that somehow you may not deserve that, which is just ridiculous, because you do, and you know it on one level. And we see it because you know all the right things to say, know all the right things to do. But on a cellular level, you're it seems like you are buying into that critical nature that it may have been from your childhood in this lifetime, because it seems like it is present. It may be from your friends or coworkers or sweetheart or even a neighbor, but what we are seeing is this critical energy that is around you is sort of triggering an old self-confidence, an old fear that somehow you don't have the ability that you believe that you do. And dearest Robin, we are here to tell you that you do have it, that we see a very clear energy between you and your higher self. We see your guidance. We see there are several guides in your energy field that are power-packed. The super ninja charger guides. And they are acknowledging your energy. And they are there ready to answer every single question. So take a deep breath and really sit with that. And really sit with that energy of releasing that old fear of judgment. Ask yourself, is it from your childhood, from your grade school days, whenever? And ask it to be integrated fully so it is no longer in charge of your decision-making process. And use those words, integrated fully, so it is no longer in charge of your decision-making process. And then give thanks as it has already happened. Take a deep breath, dearest. Next question, huh?
Thank you. So there's a series of questions from people all about pineal glands, and maybe when Marilyn comes back, we can talk to that a little bit more. There's so much desire in the community to have the unblocking or the decalcification of the pineal gland for inner sight and for greater intuitive ability. So there's a yearning from the community. It's a theme within the community. So I'm going to go through some people all asking a very similar question. Gail from Grand Cayman in the islands. Hi, Marilyn. Could you please tell me what is blocking my inner sight, my third eye, and what I can do to unblock it?
So what we see is, and we see there's a host of them, maybe hundreds that are coming in together to say, what is my pineal gland and why is it blocking? First of all, we would just like all of you to take a deep breath and go into your own brain. And when we go in, what we are seeing for you, dearest, is the calcium deposits, the calcification. So we're just going to use a little angelic sandpaper to remove that calcification. We're going to put a little basket there from the Archangel Raphael to catch any debris that comes off, so it will not go into your bloodstream or anything. And then we just ask for each of you to know that your pineal is the most protected gland in your body. So as you breathe into that pineal, that carries that energy of inner sight that is innate within you. So if in this life or any other life, you have consciously removed that connection, you've consciously blocked it, we're just going to ask your guides, your angelic beings, angelic realm, to come in and remove that for all who are asking these questions. You see, the brain, when it has a habit, right now, dearest, you have the habit of not being able to use your pineal. And so the brain, when it has that habit, it
it sort of little neural pathways lock into that. And what we're doing is we are actually creating a new neural pathway that somewhere along the line you close down. So we are asking your brain to love that pineal, to just hold that energy in such a state of love that it will feel safe in communicating again, and that the neural pathways are the little fibers in the brain, and we're asking them to find the new pathway that is directly connected to your third eye. And allow that if there's anything that's blocking that third eye, that it is removed. And to know that this is a process that for Christy, we believe, that maybe it was Robin, we don't remember. But in that energy of removing the blockage, you get the opportunity to acknowledge that. You get the opportunity to realize that every time you say, my third eye is blocked, you are reinforcing that. Every time you say, my I can't see, sense, feel, hear, or know, you are reinforcing that. Every time you feel frustration in that inner vision, you are reinforcing. That is your purchase order to the universe. So instead, start breathing in to dusting off your pineal gland. You can't see into your brain. That is what we teach you to do in holographic healing. You can move around energy in your brain without disturbing any other aspects. And so in that capacity, one of the avenues that we can acknowledge is that the pinion pine, which is what the pineal gland is named after, the pinion pine wishes to help and be acknowledged. So we just connect that pineal gland to the tree. We connect that pineal gland to nature, and we allow the inner sensory system to expand so the communication will be a bit stronger, a bit more connected, will be acknowledged in a way that your logical mind can understand it. And then we're going to ask the universe for confirmation. How's that, huh? When you ask the universe for confirmation of what you are seeing, sensing, feeling, hearing, or knowing, they will give it to you. So as you are working, keep in mind that you didn't block up your pineal gland, you know, if you blocked it overnight, it may be about going through that energy, going through that connection, and reinforcing it a few times. So practice on that. You know, step out in nature and close your eyes. And allow yourself to intuitively sense those things that are around you. And then open your eyes to confirm that. And that is a way to exercise those muscles. Keep in mind that pineal and your intuitive, your inner vision, it is a muscle like any other muscle. And if you don't use that muscle, it atrophies. If you do use that muscle, it gets stronger. So stop denying your inner vision and start affirming it with a little good practice, huh? How is that?
Thank you. Beautiful.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. So everyone, I'm going to read some names here.
And when Marilyn comes back, I'm going to just ask her, because this is all tying into the program that allows you to, or teaches you how to perform some of this work, again, on your own, by yourself, on yourself. So the questions around, like Margaret from Leviton, I'm trying to open my third eye, but I haven't been able to do it. Janet from Oakland, what can you check what, sorry, Janet's asking, can you check what is causing pain in my legs? Julie is asking about magnetizing water for healing properties. Elaine had an aneurysm. Maria is also asking about her inner vision. Marion from London is asking about what is blocking her pineal gland. Gina from Peyton is asking what is blocking my pineal gland. Nancy from Richmond is asking what is blocking my pineal gland. So in a couple of minutes, when we get Marilyn back, I'm going to ask Marilyn around specifically that class, that holographic level one class, and how that will help everyone that I've just read their names, okay? But before we do that, let me go to Palm Desert, California. Let's go back to the phone. 1020, I think. Yeah.
Yes, I'm here. Thank you. Thank you.
Hi there. Welcome.
Thank you. My name is Diane. I just tuned in and didn't even know it was on. I missed it. Came late in my email, but I'm glad to be here. Thank you. I had experience with my third eye opening, and I actually went through the visualization of seeing the blue pearl that was pulsating, you know, in the eye area between the eyes. And I wondered if it's once it's open, do you need to continue to go deeper, or is it just open and that's it, and you just have the gifts that you have, and you have to just kind of hone in on one of them, or what can you give me any insight to that?
Hello, dearest Diane. We would acknowledge that once it is open, it is open. However, you know, once you start tap dancing, you might want to be a better tap dancer, so you practice it. Yes?
Yes.
And so what we would say, that once you have that third eye opening, that in that energy, the more you work with it, you know, we used to have a yes, no, maybe, and a blank card. And we would turn them over under for the vessel Marilyn and have her ask a question that she knew the answer to, and intuitively would pick up whatever is the right answer. And so there are many, many exercises that you can do.
Yes, I
to
do
exercise
that daily.
That third eye.
Yeah, I do that daily and throughout the whole day. And I honor it, and I write it down on a piece of paper, and I thank God, and I put it in an envelope, so I have all of my accurate readings. So I'm actually honoring it, so I want more of it. Is there more I need to do besides test it daily throughout the day?
We would say test it further, you know. Go and pick an address out of the phone book, and this is one of the things we teach in holographic healing, is how to remotely view that address in the phone book.
Oh, okay.
And then describe the house,
uh-huh,
and write it down so you don't make it up when you get there, and then go over to that address and
uh-huh
start finding, and that is a way to enhance that remote viewing. It sounds
oh
like you're very accurate with your intuition, so now you get to accelerate your holographic energy to remotely view outside of your own, you know, neighborhood or your own box, huh? You see?
Okay. Yeah, I've done that in the past, but it's been years that I did a series of classes with a psychic that taught us all those things, remote viewing and stuff, and I was pretty good at it, but I haven't done that for a while. I'm just usually just letting the knowing come and then the hearing or the seeing, but I probably should practice it deeper. I didn't think about that.
So also there's something that is coming up now, dearest, that is connected with your throat chakra. Are you having trouble with your throat?
No, not at all.
So something is going on. It may come in the future. It may come in about communication. You seem like a very good communicator, but you might
It could be that I'm on the shelf about teaching higher self, and I was waiting for other people to work with me, but I'm thinking I just need to get it out there on my own. So it could be that I was resisting just jumping into the void and doing it.
Yes,
so
stop it. You've got to.
Yeah, I'm going to, because
I
feel like this is, you know, I can't wait for another person to come into my life to help me teach it. I think I just need to get out there and do it on my own.
You are a teacher.
I know.
And you are a speaker. and the fact that you're not communicating, we can feel that. So.
Okay, I need to communicate more.
Yes. It's good to get out of your own way sometimes, huh?
Yes, and I appreciate you helping me, because that'll just give me the extra push I need.
Excellent.
Right.
Thank you.
Exactly.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thanks, bye. Anne. Bueno. Uh-huh. Much love. Beautiful, beautiful. Well, I'd like to welcome Marilyn back to the show.
Yes, and dearest, before we leave, dearest Eon, we do ask that you continue your work, because it is spreading much light in the planet and beyond, and it is about you accelerating the healing aspect, as well as the wisdom of the ancients and the visionaries, because the beings from the future are actually communicating with you very effectively, and they are thankful for your presence. So we bid you namaste and return to our vessel, Marilyn. Okay, I'm back. Yeah.
Welcome back. Yeah, we had some beautiful insights in your absence.
Good.
Beautiful insights. Yeah, lovely. I wanted to something that came up a lot, and I really felt that I was drawn to or moved to really reinforce some of the questions, and also how your program can help with people, because so many people are really have a very, very similar question. And when you were explaining your, especially your level one and what you teach, how you can really help people help themselves, I thought that this is a wonderful, wonderful program to really empower people to take the action, and so that they're able to do some of the work by themselves, you know, for themselves, versus continually looking outwards. So can you talk to that a little bit, and also maybe reference something, for example, the pineal gland, because a lot of people were asking specifically about the pineal gland. Can you just talk through your program's ability, for the lack of a better term, to help people unblock their own pineal gland?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, in holographic healing level one of the first things that we do is we sort of upgrade our hard drive in our own brain. And everybody does the work themselves. And you know, Adirondack us, we kind of oversee that, of course. But what we do is we make that connection between the pineal and the third eye so strong that you've just seen a little bit of that work, and how it took, you know, seconds to open that energy up. And in holographic healing, what happens is it's not rocket science. It's not magic. It's your own innate ability that we are bringing to the surface and helping you exercise it. That's why it's kind of an intensive, is it helps you exercise, and we give you visual images. So if you have trouble visualizing or imagining what your pineal gland might look like, we give you a visual image as to what, so you can imagine it. Then if you're a knower, then we give you the details that you can build around that. And we really take it from not a rudimentary beginning place, because most of the people are not that. They just have blocked that energy over for some reason. And we help you go in and find out the reason why, how to release it, and then what to do about it. And in addition, that's for yourself. And, you know, we also teach how to go into the brain and watch those neural pathways find a new program. It's absolutely fascinating. And then we go into the spine, because the spine is really, you know, a central part of the nervous system. And we go into the spine and we align each vertebrae, and we align the discs in between. We align the spinal cord, the spinal column, the neural form, the nerves that are coming through the spinal column. And then we kind of go from there around the body. Because there's so much energy on the pineal gland, we kind of start with reprogramming your brain to receive this information. And it is a matter of just retraining, remembering, connecting in new ways. And it's done in a very loving, fun way, and very powerful and very successful. And, you know, if anybody still has trouble after the course, we have a private Facebook group that people, that I check, and people get connection to, and they can ask questions and have further contact. And it's really a great community. That's holographic healing. Yeah.
So beautiful. And I'm going to read this comment from Vivi. And Vivi, I don't know what things were like before, because she doesn't mention this, Marilyn, but here's a comment from Vivi, and it's all in caps, so it's capitalized, which means that she really, really wants us to, you know, hear her. Oh my gosh. All of a sudden, my eyesight changed, my vision cleared in an instant after the pineal gland process. She says, wow, you guys rock. Namaste. Thank you. So beautiful, beautiful. Yeah.
Powerful, that's the way it works.
Yeah. You know, we didn't spend a lot of time on the physical, you know, like physical ailments. But for example, everyone in that second option, you can ask Marilyn and Adaronda any question, right? So that's the Q&A, that's part of the second option. And many of you have, go ahead, please.
Just to let you know, Janet, with the pain in her leg, that pain is starting in your hip. It's about an imbalance in your hip. It's not in your leg. So if you're working with your leg, you're looking in the wrong spot. Just telling you.
Yeah. Beautiful.
That's what we teach in holographic healing. Yeah, that's what we teach in holographic healing.
Oh, wonderful.
How to do that.
Yeah, so we all have this innate ability. I didn't ask you about innate ability, and maybe I should ask you, because that question's coming through right now, is, you know, when you say we have an innate ability to heal ourselves holographically, could you expand upon that?
You know, it is something that I believe that we are born with. That innate is a part of what we are born with. It's a part of our natural ability, just like we are born with the ability to breathe. They think they might have to spank us to get us to breathe, but they really don't.
Mm-hmm.
We are born with the ability to sense outside of the body when we are in the womb. We are born with the ability to, and that is what innate is. It is an internal mechanism that what we are doing in holographic healing is we are rekindling that. That's one of the things that we teach in our PLRK shops that we do all over the world, this weekend in Philadelphia, next weekend in Canada, Red Deer, or 2 weekends from now. And that's what we teach, is how to magnify those natural abilities that we have squelched somewhere along the line. And I firmly believe that there is nothing special about me, that anyone can do this. Even people that have never taken any kind of course before, they can do this holographic healing because it is that simple. It is not complicated, and it is designed so anybody can do it. And because your body innately, you know, before we innately knew which berries to pick that would be healthy and which berries to pick that would be poisonous. That knowledge is still within us somewhere. We innately knew which animals to, if you were a meat eater, which animals to eat that were not diseased. That was a part of your knowledge. Even if you didn't know how to plant a food, plant a garden or whatever, your innate knew how to do that at some point. So what we're doing is we're just magnetizing that innate strong enough to where you can really realize what it is all about and how to utilize it for your own joy, for your own highest good, for your own personal healing or the personal healing of others, for your own alignment. I think we all want to be in alignment. I mean, you may be really healthy right now, but what's going to happen in 20 or 30 or 40 years? We want you to still be really healthy.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Well, Marilyn, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on the show. But let me, before we wrap it up, I wanted to ask you, is there anything that has come to you that you'd like to share with the community? Is there something that maybe I forgot to ask you or should have asked you that you feel the community needs to know right now? Anything coming through?
Well, you know, the main thing is Adironda always says to be the love that you are. And I know that that's like an old cliche. However, love, that energy of love is really powerful. The energy of being able to see, sense, hear, know interdimensionally is also a part of your ability. And it's just a matter of awakening that. You don't have to experience a walk-in or a soul transformation. You don't have to experience a channeling. You don't have to experience any of that because it is already within you. It is already in your personage. And whether you want to, you know, I think that everybody desires to be happy and to maintain that happiness all the time. And that's kind of what we do. That's kind of how we are experiencing that is I set out to be all that I am. And part of my mission is to help all y'all. Be all that you are. So, you know, that's my job, and I love it. And I love that moment when people awaken. It's very powerful. So thank you. Thank you for allowing me to share with your community, Ian. I really appreciate that.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. It's been such a pleasure having you on the show. Thank you for sharing your wisdom, your knowledge. And thank you, of course, for being the amazing channel that you are and bringing Adironda into people's lives and sharing those beautiful gifts of wisdom and vibration that you've shared with the whole community that's impacted everyone. And, you know, some people have written in and some people have kept it to themselves, but people were changed on this call. People were impacted. So, again, it's been so wonderful having you here and our deepest gratitude for sharing who you are with the group today. So thank you so much.
My honor. Thank you, Ian. Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Mm-hmm. And all you beautiful souls, thanks again for being here. Again, we are here for you, the community of Wisdom of the Ancients. I say it always, but thank you so much for shining your light. Thank you for turning to the person next to you and for smiling at them and making their day richer, brighter, more meaningful, just really sharing your
positive vibrations, your happy vibrations, spreading the peace, the love, the light into the world, and for your commitment to really growing and evolving on your own spiritual path, so we can all make a difference in the world, and our actions and our thoughts and our words impact the entire planet and beyond, and we don't know necessarily the impact that we have, but we do know that our positive vibrations do make a difference, and the universe just sprinkles that positive vibration wherever it's needed. So thank you again for all that you are and all that you do. And we thank Divine Mother, Divine Father, Mother Earth, and Father Sun. We thank the Ancient Ones. We thank Adaranda. We thank the beautiful divine beings of love, light, power, and service for bringing us together and for just supporting us as we really yearn and seek to make a difference in the world. So thanks, everyone. Much love to you all. See you later. Bye now.